Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. Welcome to this special post-election edition of the Midweek Reality Check. Well, this is one of those times when if I had 3 hours, I probably could not be able to convey all of the things I want to say, but I have to try to do it in, I guess, 10, 15 minutes. And so you can forget about 5 minutes today. So let me get right to what I think about the election, what's changed, and how to invest. So what does Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, and Brexit all have in common? I believe it's clear that it is the voting global middle class that just wanted to throw a grenade into the political establishment engine and blow the whole thing up. And what is the source of this frustration? Well, let's see. There's been no real return in the stock market over the last 2 years. You have had no interest in your savings account at the local bank since 2008. You've got soaring healthcare costs, rising taxes, overregulated businesses, and decades of stagnant real incomes. That is the source of the angst from the voting public, and that's why you saw Brexit. That's why you saw Bernie Sanders be so successful in the primary up until losing to Hillary Clinton and the election of President-elect Trump, the nomination. So the U.S. was in danger of becoming a plutocracy, and that is government controlled by the rich. Or it was also in danger, or it was also in danger of becoming an oligarchy, which is government that is run by just a few small families. You know, if President-elect Trump didn't win, the Clintons and the Bushes would have controlled the White House for 75% of the time since 1988. If we had President-elect Hillary Clinton this morning, we would have had 75% of the time since 1988 of the White House being a Bush or a Clinton. So I guess now we're not a plutocracy in as much as we are an oligarchy. Now, I did not enthusiastically support Donald Trump because he won't balance the budget and he will not return the United States to a gold standard. But I understood he was a much better choice than Mrs. Clinton. And what were the most importantly, rather than let me tell you what I think about the election results, who cares, really, let me tell you what economic conditions existed before Donald Trump was nominated, President-elect Trump was chosen last night. I was investing for a recession. Let me give you some examples. So Class 8 truck orders, those are big rigs that move 70% of the nation's goods. They were down 46% year over year in October. So Class 8 big rig trucks down 46% orders for those rigs. How could that possibly be in an economy that was doing well? The S&P 500 was down 9 straight sessions. That's the longest losing streak since 1980 up until a couple of days ago. Chinese exports to the rest of the world have contracted 7 months in a row, which is more evidence that the global growth is weak and falling. Nissan, automotive company Nissan, said operating profit fell 19% in the last quarter. And Hiroto Saikawa, co-CEO, said this regarding auto sales, quote, "It's a peak and we don't see a potential for further growth," close quote, in the U.S. auto industry. Toyota is also experiencing the slowdown in auto sales and pared North American sales forecasts by 60,000 vehicles. Now, a Bloomberg story says this, quote, "Japan's two largest car makers have arrived at the same conclusion. The U.S. auto market that's functioned as a growth engine has run out of gas," close quote. Svenja Gudell, the chief economist of the real estate firm Zillow, said this about the real estate market. "Prices have grown so much over the past few years that many markets are well beyond their initial 2006 peak." Well past their 2006 peak. Sales of existing homes are just 0.6% above a year ago at 5.44 million unit rate. Now, home prices cannot sustain double digit increases like they are in the hot markets in the West, while home sales are stagnant and mortgage rates are rising, and they are rising rapidly. So that was the situation we had up until the election. We had slow growth. We had a slightly tightening Fed, and we were headed into a we're headed into a recession. But now, how does a Trump victory factor into that? The cornerstone of President Trump's economic plan is massive deficit spending, and along with that, huge tax cuts. Wall Street will interpret this plan as pro-growth regardless of the current economic malaise that we are in. The investment strategy is to hedge for increasing inflation because Mr. Trump's plan is inflationary. So I have shorted bonds in the portfolio. And I have took long positions in what Trump will be spending money on. Don't forget, Trump has Congress, both houses. He has the Senate, and he has the House. Trump will be spending money on coal. He will not increase regulations with healthcare. He will be pulling back on regulations in the healthcare sector. And defense stocks. So coal stocks, healthcare stocks, and defense stocks. Make no mistake, a massive increase in government infrastructure spending and government defense spending will not lead to viable productivity growth or viable long-term GDP growth. While it will boost short-term growth, it will also lead to a blow-up in long-term bond yields. That insidious trend has already started. Proof of the belief that Trump is an inflationary president, is the surge in a 10-year note yield. Despite what should have been a dramatic increase of safe haven buying due to the global equity rout that we saw overnight. Treasury yields are up as of this recording, which is in the afternoon, just before the market closes. Treasury yields are up 25 basis points. That is huge. That is a huge one-day spike in Treasury bond yields. Eventually, that significant rise in borrowing costs on record debt, growing debt, and intractable debt levels will cause that overdue recession / depression to occur. Only its continued deferment based upon yet more government debt issuance and more government interference in markets will make that eventual, and I'm going to call it depression, far worse than even I ever imagined. But that is the beauty of, and the advantage of, having my dynamic inflation deflation investment model. That's the beauty of not being stuck in a Johnny One Note, buy gold, buy bonds, buy stocks, buy this, buy that, buy and hold is dead and gone. That's the advantage of the inflation deflation investment model. I can and will change with the dynamic macroeconomic environment. And I did. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.